All right, everybody. Hello, welcome in, and happy Monday. It's the 25th of October. It is Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack, Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of The Pro Show in New York with us here for Stick and Hack Reacts, our weekly look at everything happening in the PGA, LPGA, and our reactions to said news items. Keith, just as on a personal note, we are coming off 6 days of celebration of my 10-year-old's birthday. The longest birthday celebration in the history of Earth happened this week here in Noblesville, Indiana. But we are officially done with it so we can move on with our lives. But let me tell you, the double-digit birthday apparently was a massive deal to the young one. Your reaction to that?
I don't have one.
Right. Next. Reaction number one. On the PGA and golf, where I think you live, Keith, not 10-year-old birthday parties, but rather reactions to golf news. Let's start with our man, Bernard Langer, who took a victory right out of the hands of Phil Mickelson in the Champions Tour. Phil has played in 6 events, and he's won 4. Every time he plays, people will say, oh, he's going to win. However, he didn't. Bernard Langer beat him handily. Dominion Energy Charity Classic, the longest name in golf. The Dominion Energy Charity Classic. And Bernard Langer, your winner. Your reaction, Keith?
You know, I've got a big thumbs up for Bernard Langer. 64 years old, oldest victory ever on the PGA Tour Champions. So you could check that box off.
Yeah.
You realize that guy's won 9 times since he turned 60 on that tour, Adam? It's crazy. He leads the Charles Schwab Cup, which, if you're not familiar with the PGA Tour Champions, that's like their FedEx Cup points list. He's the oldest guy that's continually out there. He won in a playoff on Sunday. He was number one in greens in regulation for the week at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. I was doing a little research on Bernard. He turned pro in 1972.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Oh, it's unbelievable.
That is a lifetime game. I got to see him live a couple times here in the last several years when I went to the Champions Tour events. It's cool to see him, and he still looks young and vibrant, and his game shows that. So and this is a, as you said, the Charles Schwab Cup points. You know, I made fun of Phil a second ago, but obviously he wasn't even in contention. He had 9s on different holes, and he was hitting the ball long, but he just didn't have it this week, and that's fine. We don't want him coming in every single week that he does come in the Champions Tour and winning. This was a nice win for Langer, and yet again shows his power.
Adam, one thing to keep your eye on. I know we pick on the PGA Tour champions from time to time, just saying, you know, they have Els and Phil and Furyk and all these great guys, and why aren't they more popular? Something to keep your eye on in next year or so is that Bernard is creeping up on Hale Irwin for all-time wins on the PGA Tour champions. Hale Irwin has 45. This was Bernard's 42nd. And you can imagine, I'm not sure what Hale's complete record is, but Bernard's played almost 300 events, 292 PGA Tour champions events. Of that, 266 of them, he's been in the top 25. Top 25. That's unbelievable. He's finished dominant. In the top 10 in 200 of them.
That is dominance. Well, good. Yeah, well, awesome. Longer. Thumbs up, from this side of the table as well. We move to the LPGA and a name that we have said often here at Stick and Hack Reacts, and that's Jin Young Ko, who wins again. She was part of the BMW Ladies Championship, and Jin Young Ko wins again. Your reaction, Keith, and then give us the stats on her, because I know that in her last 7 or 8 starts, she has had a run among runs.
Well, if you want to start there, her last 7 starts, 1st, 60th, 1st, 6th, 2nd, 1st, 1st. One more one for you. She's now number 1 in the world in the Women's Rolex World Rankings. All right, so she just jumped Nelly by this win this weekend. And it wasn't one of her dominant victories, because on the final day, she was 4 shots back behind Heejong Lim. And, you know, she took her to a playoff. Then she hit this really awesome fairway wood in the playoff to like 2 feet. You know, tap in, thank you, I won again. That's now 2 wins in a row. I mean, she's awesome. And, yeah. You know, the big deal was in the first round of this tournament, they went over to Korea. They had had a week break since she won the Cognizant Founders Cup. And, you know, could she break Annika's record? Because she had tied her for number of rounds in the 60s, 14 rounds in a row. Annika did it in 2005. Jin Young Ko was on that, you know, was riding that heater. She shoots 71 in the first round. Bummer. 64, 67, closes with an 8 under 64, gets in the playoff. She wins. And the cool thing about this, over the weekend, and I've been kind of waiting for this to happen, but her win as a Korean, it's the 200th career win by a Korean player, Korean-born player, on the LPGA Tour. How about that one for you?
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know what is impressive about you today here is the as the October fall hits?
The shirt?
The shirt, one. And then two, is your ability to dig into the stats that I don't think are being talked about enough. And we're proud of you for that, Keith. Thank you so much. I was lucky to get the tournament right. And here, look at you with the deep, deep stats from Stick and Hack Reacts. Congratulations. What do you got for me on the third reaction here? Hideki Matsuyama wins the 20 or the Zozo championship in Japan. His first victory, I believe, in his native-born country. Keith, yes. Your reaction to Hideki Matsuyama in the Zozo.
Well, I mean, you got to go thumbs up. Hideki's had a great year, wins the Masters. Now he wins in his home country for the first time. But I think this weekend could have been the most predictable weekend in all of golf, all time, right? Bernhard Langer wins a PGA Tour Champions event, mm-hmm. right? Jin Young Ko, who's playing great, wins in her home country of Korea. And then you've got Hideki in a really top-heavy event in the Zozo Championship over there. And, you know, it was either he, Xander, or Morikawa was supposed to win, right? Well, Hideki's at home, he's in Japan, and he wins. Wins by five. It was two eagles in the final round. I mean, it's 65. Cameron Tringali was there, but in typical Cameron Tringali non-closer fashion, at one point he had the lead in the final round, and then, you know, he started making bogeys, and, you know, Matsuyama closed with an eagle. It was pretty impressive.
So Matsuyama, who has not won since the Masters, yes. comes in and just he wasn't dominant until it counted the most, and he played his game all weekend. He was very consistent. He was Hideki as we've seen him for the last couple years. Was this victory great for the country? Was this great for Hideki fans? Was this great for anybody else, or was this just a ho hum Zozo championship I won here at my homecoming?
I mean, I'm not sure how they name calendar years in Japan, but it's definitely the year of the Hideki. You know, I mean, he gets the green jacket in April. He goes over for the Olympics in Japan. You know, he's one putt away from, you know, winning a medal. And then he comes back here. This is the second time this event's been played at that golf course. We all know, you know, 2 years ago in 2019 when Tiger won it for his 82nd career victory. Hideki was second there. He was a couple shots back, but he was second there and he was first this time. He could play the golf course well and he hadn't been playing well. That's kind of the funny thing. He had said to the press earlier that week, you know, big thumbs down. He's like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, if the Masters was a 10, my game right now is like a 1. Yeah. I mean, Rory boat raced him last week in Vegas, beat him by 15 or something like that. He just hasn't been great. And, you know, here you go. So the fans really charged him up, and it's good to play in front of your home country.
So we had three of the big names in golf win over the weekend. Is there anything about this weekend? You said it was the most predictable weekend in golf. Was there anything about this weekend that surprised you or shocked you? Or was it just the typical ho-hum October golf weekend?
Well, you know, we've had some pretty good fall weekends in golf. That Ryder Cup weekend was pretty sweet. Last weekend, the CJ Cup was great. You know, when I woke up Sunday morning and I looked at the victories, because, you know, they were playing overseas and, you know, that they were playing for us, you know, Saturday night into Sunday morning, right. You know, I wasn't surprised, you know, and I don't think anybody else was. So to answer your question, we've had better weekends, but three great champions, you know, you can't slight them. Got to give them all thumbs up, Adam.
Awesome. All right, let's go to a bonus react here. And this is something that I have been wanting to talk to you about, but because every week so far has been chock full of major reactions and major conversations, I felt that this week would be a perfect week to bring this up. So the PGL, the Premier Golf League, Keith, is a new league that is trying to start up. And for those that aren't aware, and don't know the history behind this or the reason behind it and why there would ever even need to be a second league that comes out for professional golf. What is your reaction to the fact that this is even a topic in golf, not here on this show? I don't need to know that, but in golf, that this is even a topic. What's your reaction to PGO? And then give me a little bit of the history, if you can, on why this is even a topic of conversation.
You know, the second question is where I'm going to start, because I really don't have a clear-cut answer to that. Overall, my reaction to the PGL, since this is a React show, is a thumbs down. Because anything that starts to pull the superstars away from playing against one another, to me, is really detracting from what's most entertaining about watching tournament golf, whether it be the men or the women. The World Golf Championships, the majors, one of the reasons they're played on fantastic venues, they get extra media coverage, but they have the best players competing against one another. And if this dilutes the PGA Tour or the European Tour, or if they do a women's version, it dilutes the LPGA Tour. To me, that's not helping things, right? Now, I can't figure out why the people that are backing this, which is, you know, a lot of oil money out there in the Middle East, I can't figure out, you know, what the end game is there. Yeah, I mean, to recruit Phil Mickelson or Dustin Johnson in and pay them, you know, $20 million to play in a tournament, do they just want to create the most elite tour? I think that all of the tours have done a lot of great things evolving, especially the European Tour with mixed events, with team events, the PGA Tour with their scheduling, traveling around the world. You know, I don't have a really good gauge on what the point is in trying to put this thing together. I can tell you this much, though. It's percolating, right? It is still being talked about. Names like Greg Norman are going to run it. Names like Phil Mickelson is going to be the title guy to recruit people. And they're talking about a 9-digit number for Phil to come on the PGL and be kind of the leader of the whole thing, Adam, which to me... It's a tough pill to swallow, you know, to see a great American champion like that kind of walk away from the PGA Tour, which is what's made Phil famous.
Let me ask you this, and this is crazy talk, but this is Tick Knack React, so who the hell cares? If golf did something like they do in football, not American football, but soccer/football, where you are being promoted into a higher league and higher ranks, and the PGL is this elite top 20 where you have to play in and to get even into that for these massive checks and these massive tournaments, smaller scale tournaments where you're playing against the same people every week for tournament money. Is that something that even gets you excited? Is that something that you think, okay, we are evolving golf now into this, hey, if I play great for 3 weeks in a row or 6 weeks or a month or whatever, that doesn't make any sense, several months, you get promoted into this PGL and then you are there until you are out of the top 10 for 2 weeks in a row. And then you move back to the PGA. Is that even something to think about?
You know, I just don't see how they put all that together. I think if the PGL wanted to come in and be in the middle of the season, be like something, to use your analogy, like the FA Cup is to the Premier League, right? Which is a separate tournament inside of the Premiership season standings. I think that could be something that could be cool if the guys went on a 2-week sojourn and, you know, they played a bunch of team matches and say that there was a bunch of money on the line. Maybe that could be kind of cool. But where is this thing going to go? We have great events throughout the golf season every single month. Where are they going to play? And who's going to play? There was a story last week. I mean, this thing is percolating, Adam. There's something going on. I mean, you're bringing it up with your vast golf knowledge. If it's hitting your radar, right, we all know, then, it, you know, this thing has it's going on. And, you know, there's this big event over in Saudi Arabia that Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner of the PGA Tour, came out and said, if you go play in this event, because it's known for appearance fees, right, that's a problem. So 7 guys petitioned, you know, with names like DJ, petitioned last week the PGA Tour to say, I want an exemption to go play in this event. So that's a real thing. And yeah, this is happening. And Jay Monahan, you know, raising the total purse to $20 million at the Players Championship or the Player Impact Program for $40 million. These are direct reactions to what they fear might happen. There's a lot going on. There's more to come.
I think it's a fascinating topic, and that's why I bring it up, because for someone like me who just lives and breathes golf all day long, and I am in tune to all things PGA and LPGA, right? What was the name of the tournament? The Dominion Energy Charity Classic, right? Exactly. Yep. So, someone like myself,
I'm glad you wrote that legibly.
This excites me because I feel it is different and can and does have legs and can be really unique. That's why most golf fans like the match. That's the way they like the Ryder Cup, because it's different. It's different from week in, week out. If the Premier Golf League, the PGL, can do something that isn't just the same PGA, just with more money and the top stars, but can bring a different style of golf or different flavor, or that team every week and two-man and mixed and all, I'm in. I think that would be incredible. My fear is that that's not what it is. It is what you called it earlier, a cash grab, and trying to bring in and peel away from the cool guys and the PGA and the LPGA and pull them over to them for ratings and all that. That I'm not a fan of. But if the PGL can do something and work with the PGA to have a very unique next level golf league that borrows PGA players from time to time for cool events, I'm in, and I think it's great for golf.
Hey, two D's. If it's different, that's good. If it's cool, if it engages the fans and entertains us more, that's cool. If it dilutes it, not cool. You know, I want the best players playing each other all the time, and you do too. That's what creates the best theater. That's what made the CJ Cup so great. Morikawa versus Rory versus Ricky. You know, there's nothing better than that. I mean, no offense to some of the names that we don't know yet, but if it's Max Homa versus Lanto Griffin, I know you're not that tuned in.
No.
But, you know, and it characteristically or stereotypically, the majors and the WGCs have the best players. And that was the point of those events, was to bring the better players together and to force them to play one another. I see what they're trying to do here, but if you have somebody like Rory that came out and said, I will never go over to this PGL for whatever reason. Okay, well, I need Rory in events. I want to watch Rory play. He's one of the most exciting players out there. And if he doesn't get to compete against Brooks and, you know, Tiger and Jordan and JT, then what are we doing here?
Parting words from Keith Stewart. What are we doing here? This is Stick and Hack Reacts for Monday, October 25th. We are going to lunch. Enjoy the rest of your day. Keith Stewart, find his show, The Pro Show, where you find your podcast, and on ESPN Radio in New York, as well as here every Monday with Stick and Hack Reacts. I'm Adam Grubb for Stick and Hack. You guys have a great day and a great week. We'll see you Monday next week.
Take care, Adam. Always a pleasure being with you.